This is KUT. Texas lawmakers are about to spend a lot of time talking about how the state funds its public schools. The question is, will they make changes during a legislative session that starts in January? If they don't, there's a part of the system that's set to expire next year. As KUT's Kate McGee reports, that could be a problem for some school districts across the state.
About 10 years ago, the state legislature provided some property tax cuts by compressing property tax rates. But public schools in Texas depend on local property taxes for funding. School districts were worried what this might do to their bottom line. So lawmakers put in something called a hold harmless provision.
They promised districts that they wouldn't lose any funding as a result of that tax rate compression. So they created this ACETAR, additional state aid for tax reduction.
That's Chandra Villanueva. She's a school finance expert with a state policy think tank called the Center for Public Policy Priorities. Instead of funding schools based on the formulas school districts currently use, schools were simply guaranteed the same amount of funding they got in 2006.
That just sort of set their funding frozen in time based on that level. So it no longer matters how many economically disadvantaged students they have, how many English language learners. All that matters is that they get that historic level of funding.
Over the years, lawmakers have tacked on a variety of hold harmless provisions, and they're political. No lawmaker wants to head home after the legislative session and have to tell their school districts they lost money. That's why when lawmakers put ACETAR in place, most Texas school districts got funding from it, because most districts were affected by the compressed tax rate. But slowly, districts were weaned off that system. And the provision is set to expire in September. Some districts say without money from ACETAR, they'll have to shut their doors. For instance, Webb CISD outside Laredo gets nearly half of its maintenance and operations budget from ACETAR.
It's a weird one because, you know, it's not a whole lot of money, but the districts that get it, you know, they need it because our school's funding is just so low.
Closer to home, Lago Vista ISD gets 13% of its funding this year from ACETAR. Lake Travis ISD gets 7%, about $4.2 million. Eliminating that would mean budget cuts at those districts unless lawmakers make changes to the system. Villanueva says if those changes include new hold harmless provisions, she thinks they need to be temporary.
It's okay to build in transition times when you make huge changes to get districts used to the new rules and the new ways that we fund, but they should always have an expiration date.
But not everyone thinks ACETAR should end this year. Representative Paul Workman, who represents parts of Austin, has filed a bill that would extend ACETAR funding for two more years. And Lubbock Representative Dustin Burrows has filed a bill that would extend that funding for another decade. Kate McGee, KUT News.